Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1756, Delmarva Power and Light Company.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land, line, and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 13.57 acres, more or less, land lying southwest of Handy Road, which is also known as Road 337, and southwest of U.S. Route 113, which is known as DuPont Highway. The property is identified as Tax Map ID District 2-33, Map 5, Parcels 135, 136, 137.01, and part of 125. On July 28th, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. Each of you has received a copy of that. That'll be a part of the record for this application. We received a support facilities report from DelDOT. Makes reference to the existing zoning and the proposed CR1 zoning. Based on the criteria for requiring a traffic impact study addressed in section 2.3.1 of the standards and regulations for subdivision streets and state highway access, or that a development generates more than 400 trips per day or 50 trips during a weekly peak hour. While it seems the above criteria could be met, we presently cannot predict the site's trips generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful. Thus, we recommend that this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. The subject property is adjacent to U.S. Route 113 and is thereby subject to the corridor capacity preservation program. The main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. Given the site's limited amount of frontage along U.S. Route 113, direct access to the corridor would not be feasible. However, the site can gain access to Handy Road, and that was signed by T. William Brackenbrow. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we received a memorandum. The site is not in a proposed for current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in the town of Millsboro growth area. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required, and they note that the parcel is not in an area where Sussex County will provide sewer service. Please contact the town of Millsboro for information relating to sewer service. And a concept plan was not required for that project. And that was signed by John Ashman. This afternoon, we received a letter. It's addressed to Mr. Lank. Our family land is located at 30570 East DuPont Boulevard, Millsboro, and are in close proximity to the properties owned by Delmarva Power and Light Company that are the subject of change of zone number 1756. It is our opinion that that approval of the above referenced application will not detrimentally affect the nature or character of the surrounding area and is in compliance with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. As a result, we request that you accept this letter in support of the above referenced application, and that was signed by John Green. And that's all we received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergeant Carmine and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Delmarva Power and Light Company, who has submitted an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district and C1 district to a CR1 district for purposes of expanding DP&L's existing district office in order to provide additional outdoor storage area for utility-related equipment, materials, and vehicles on approximately 13.57 acres. Also in attendance tonight on behalf of this application are Chuck Moore, Senior Real Property Representative of the Real Property Division Bay Regional Office of DP&L, and Matt Drew, engineer with the engineering firm of AWB Engineers. As Mr. Abbott has indicated, we did submit a booklet in support of this application for your review and your consideration. The property that's the subject of this application consists of four parcels. They're identified as parcels 135, 136, 137.01, and a small portion of parcel 125. And that's identified in the zoning map, which is attached as Exhibit 6 in your booklet, and it's actually shown here. So this is parcel 125. The small portion that we're seeking your rezoning of. This is 137.101, 136, 135. So those are the parcels that are subject of this application. DP&L acquired parcel 137.01 on June 14th of 1971. And historically, they've used that parcel for their district office, and they've been operating on that parcel since 1972. They subsequently acquired parcels 136 in 2002 and parcel 135 in 2007. Just recently, in December of 2013, DP&L acquired parcel 125, and the intent has been to use the parcels as one property, bring them into compliance from a zoning standpoint, and to expand the existing facility to better serve their customers in the surrounding area by having more area to store equipment on site that will be readily available for use, and also to increase safety measures which are already implemented by DP&L. The majority of the parcels, which you can see there, are zoned. Parcels 135, 136, and 137.01 are already zoned C1. It's just a small portion, like a triangle of each of those parcels, which is still zoned AR1. Although a small portion of parcel 125 is zoned C1, so that's this portion here. The remaining portion of that parcel is zoned AR1. As a result, we are seeking today to rezone those areas from an AR1 and C1 districts to a CR1 district. This property is located within an area identified in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update June 2008 as a growth area, specifically a town center. The plan recognizes that significant growth is proposed to be clustered around incorporated municipalities such as the town of Millsboro in unincorporated areas just beyond municipal borders. Many of these locations are part of areas that have municipalities have formally designated as future annexation areas where the municipality would be receptive to annexation requests in the future. The permitted uses within the town centers include smaller scale, low impact industrial operations, and appropriate mixtures of residential, institution, and light commercial uses should be allowed. Thus, the rezoning of this land from AR1 and C1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the town center of the plan update. The property is also located in close proximity to large-scale commercial uses, such as the Lowe's Shopping Center, other commercial retail uses, and the commercial uses located within the town of Millsboro, as well as some light industrial uses and the general residential uses that adjoin those properties. Thus, the amendment to the comprehensive zoning map will have no adverse or detrimental impact on those various uses or neighboring areas. The rezoning is also appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the zoning code. The purpose of the CR1 commercial residential district is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. Since the purpose of this rezoning is to simply allow additional storage area for utility-related equipment, materials, and vehicles at the district office of DP&L, there will be no detrimental impact on the neighboring uses or even the neighboring residential uses which adjoin the subject property or those uses in close proximity. The property is served by U.S. Route 113, which is a major arterial road which connects major destinations within the county, and also Handy Road. DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study, when it reviewed the proposed use, as it determined it wouldn't be helpful at this point in time. They recommended that the application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be considered at a later date when site trips per day could be predicted when the applicant moves forward to develop or improve that property. DP&L has been in communications with DelDOT to discuss the possibility of a new entrance, which would be further from the intersection, just for DP&L vehicles, which would reduce some of the vehicles turning so close to that intersection. So that's one of the things that they are considering and have been discussing those options with DelDOT. In addition, although it wasn't required, DP&L, since they're in the process of exploring their possible uses of the remaining portion of parcel 125, they did participate in the PLUS process. They received the PLUS response from the Office of State Planning Coordination on June 25th, 2014, and that's included in the exhibit booklet. PLUS advised that the property is located in investment level 2, according to the state strategies for policies and spending, which reflects areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near future. As a result, they indicated that state investments will support growth in these areas. They also received a comment from the State Historic Preservation Office. They advised that there are no known archaeological sites or National Register list property on this these subject properties. Notwithstanding, they did suggest, due to some 20th century homes being in close proximity to the property, that DP&L consider in the future, if they do intend to develop the property, to engage an archaeological consultant to examine the property for potential unmarked human remains, burials, or cemeteries prior to any development. DelDOT, of course, requires that the entrance to the property be designed in accordance with their standards and regulations. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control confirmed there are no state-regulated wetlands or state-regulated sebaceous lands on this property. They indicated that there are possible wetlands regulated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and as far as this application is concerned, it would be in the very north end of parcel 125, but they did advise that there does not appear to be any impact on those areas by the intended use. So it wasn't a concern of theirs at this time. DP&L responded to the PLUS comments on July 15th and advised PLUS that they're currently only seeking a rezoning of these properties, but will use every effort to incorporate the recommendations of the various state agencies into any future design plans, which DP&L, again, is considering, but they're currently exploring their options. At this point in time, I would like to ask Chuck Moore to come to the podium. And Chuck, you have heard the representations that I've made to the commission this evening.
Correct? I have.
And are those representations true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, they are.
Is there any additional information that you would like to present to the commission for their consideration?
I think you've covered it.
Okay. Well,
thanks.
Thank you. Based on the record and the presentation, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval of this application to County Council, as it's consistent with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code, and it meets the purpose of promoting the health, safety, moral convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. We, of course, are available for any questions that you may have, and we thank you for your consideration of our request.
Okay, we thank you for your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone here with a question for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes, you're planning Delmarva Power and Light is planning to continue to use this. They're not planning to sell or sublet this parcel.
That's correct.
And then the current use of the 125 area parcel, it's just open. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It's really not in use. And then the total acreage, if you combined all the parcels that are already zoned C1 and the ones that you're requesting to be zoned, do you have an idea what the total?
Yeah, it should be approximately 13.57 acres. It looks like it's a lot more because you're seeing all of parcel 125, which is a large parcel. But again, we're only seeking this small portion here. And this is already C1.
Right.
So what we want to rezone CR1, and then this portion here. So this would remain
Gotcha. Okay. And you don't plan on, you don't want to rezone that whole area at all?
That is not their intent at this time.
And then are you planning, you know, if this all goes through as planned, are you going to try to combine these parcels into one tax ID number?
I believe at this point in time, DP&L wants to keep them as separate parcels, but they want to use them as one property. And if I could have Chuck come to the podium, I don't know if you can shed some light on that.
No, that's fairly accurate. If it was suggested, we could certainly, you know, consider that and work towards combining them. But as for now, no, we just leave them all separate parcels and just bring them up to 2014 code, the CR1, and then the small piece of 125, like Shannon's mentioned.
It's not difficult to combine the parcels. Is there, you know, is there a logical reason? I mean, do you just want to have the option to?
I don't know that we have any objection to it. We just, you know, we just recently bought that parcel 125 fourth quarter last year. They're just kind of working towards these things. But.
Okay. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Burton. I understand the presentation. Very familiar with the site, but I just wanted to get clarification. The existing bricks and mortar building of the office now, that's the parcel that runs or that stops at Chestnut Drive, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have, sir. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
I understand the application. I reviewed the material submitted, and I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
I just have one. There was a comment that DelDOT said that you will not come out onto 113, that they're not going to, because you currently are using
113. Right. We're currently, and I guess they're speaking of.
I think you're going to want to meet with them and find out what they meant, because I'm not sure you can tell.
That was under the plus comments. So
DP&L has been in communications with DelDOT, and maybe Chuck and Kenna.
Sure, yeah.
It's out here.
We have engaged with dialogue with them about a second entrance, not necessarily for the public's use, for the customers that come in for whatever issues they may be, but certainly for our equipment, our bucket trucks and things of the sort, further away from 113 in the name of safety, and certainly maybe perhaps need that intersection less congested. So it would just be a second entrance, and the remaining one would probably remain, the existing one.
The little sliver that CR1 will be your driveway.
Yes.
I just reread that statement, and I do believe that they were referring to parcel 125, that entrance there, but I'm not sure. It's not off of. It's off of Handy Road, isn't it?
It's off of Handy Road is where, yeah.
Know.
Okay.
So there's nothing concrete, but I mean,
somewhere between this area. We've got stormwater there now, and in the event, you know, we do work towards expanding the existing yard, that may need to be adjusted. And so there's a lot of moving parts and things that are still up in the air at this gesture. But
I understand. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1756? Delmarva Power and Light Company. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1756? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.